Continues the Gemara, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the second line. Bein l'Rabbonon, bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, lel for mi Pesach share chotzer. The Gemara is a kasha now. We just finished saying in the Gemara, Nomad Aleph. The machloek is Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbonon say you learn the shame Pesach is because it says, v'shochtu Pesach oil moed, which is referring to the ulam. It's referring to the heichel. The heichel was 20 amas tall. It happens to be 10 amas wide. And that's the makor, why it's yimayit, if it's higher than 20. And it can't be wider than 10. Because it's Shem Pesach, we found a precedence of a Shem Pesach. So Mele, the movie is not called Poritz Rishus Rabim, once you found a Pesach somewhere. So as long as it's not taller than 20 amas, it's good. Reb Yehuda learned it from the Pesach of the Ulam, which is before the Heichel. The Pesach of Ulam was 40. It happened to be in Y20, but in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that Reb Yehuda argues on the 20 part. It just says, Reb Yehuda says, Ein Tzarich, on the height, you don't have to be mayit if it's more than 20. But on the width, if it's more than 10, Reb Yehuda doesn't say you don't have to be mayit, even though he learns really from the ulam, and the ulam was stacked wider than 10. But right now, in the Mishnah, he didn't argue on that part. But in fact, the Gemara, Bein Rabbonon, Bein Reb Yehuda, Lel Fimi Pesach Shar Chotzer, the Pesach of the Shar of the Chotzer, of the Mishkan, over there, it was clearly more than 10. I found a Pesach in the Torah more than 10. You know where? By the Pesach Shah Chotzer. And the Gemara makes a simple cheshbon. The Chsiv, Orech HaChotzer Me'o Ba'amo. The Chotzer was 100 Amma in length. Right? V'roichav, and the width was Chamishim B'Chamishim. On one side Chamishim and the other side Chamishim. Across from each other. So it's 100 by 50. Now, how do you enter? There was an opening. The Kloyim, the curtains, we're 15 on one side, 15 on the other side. Let's say you take a northern side. 15 on the north, on the right, 15 on the north, on the left, and the middle was open. So 50, the width was 50, and 15 of it were taken up by curtains, cloim, and 15 were taken up by curtains on the other side at 30. How much is left?
20.
So we see clearly a Pesach of 20, because it says in the Pasuk, it's called Pesach. Pesach Shaar Chotzer was 20. So why is it a problem? If the width is more than 10, we see clearly a pasuk of Pesach of 10, of 20. Why is it a problem if it's more than 10? The Mishnah stated in the Sefer V'arochim Eser, Yemayit, why is it a problem? L'chari, we see a clear Pesach Shaar Chotzer, which is 20. Now, Rabbi Kivega has a bomb kasher on the Gilin Hashas. The Gemara says, Bein Rabbonon, Bein Reb Yehuda. What's the Pashas in Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda learns from where? From the Ulam. The Ulam, we said, was 40 tall and 20 wide. So what exactly do you want from Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda is good to go. Reb Yehuda learned anyways that it's really 20. Yes, it doesn't say he argues in the Mishnah. But Reb Yehuda, what are you gaining by Pesach Shaar Chotzer? He's learning from the Ulam. The Zelb, the Ulam, that you learn 40, you learn 20. So what are you gaining by Yehuda? And don't tell me that he doesn't learn from the Ulam the width. He doesn't learn from the Ulam, because he does learn from the Ulam. He learns from the Ulam the height. So what are you gaining if you learn from the height? So who will learn the width from there? So then it's 20 according to him anyways. So the Rashi Taka says that right now in the Gemara learns that Rabbi Yehuda is Medaika, only argues on the height. He only learns the height part of the Ulam, 40, and the width part, he agrees, like Abonon, it's from the Heichel, which is 10. And he doesn't learn the width from the Ulam. And I'm then frank the Gemara, Bein Rabbon and Bein Rabbi Yehuda, learn from the Pesach Shaar Chotzer that the width could be 20. The Chsiv Zag Gemara, Oich HaChotzer Meir Ba'am of Roich of Chamishim B'Chamishim. The Koimo, now the height of this, of the Chotzer, of the Mishkan, was only 5 Amos. So Rashi and Tosfos, rather we say, there's no tzad in the world that we're asking now on the height. Because the whole word in Pesach was we're looking for what's the largest Pesach found in the Torah. Just because you found over here a Pesach of 20 width doesn't mean you want it to be only 5 height. Height, we already found one of 20 or 40. So we're never asking on the height right now. Yes, we're learning from the Pesach Shaar Chotzer, but only the width part, not the height part. The height part, we want to stick to what we found the precedent of a higher Pesach of 20 or 40. Zakti Gomorrah. So again, the pasuk says, "Orecha chotzer me'ah ba'amah v'roichem chamishim b'chamishim." V'koyma chomish amas. The height was only 5. Uksiv, and it says, "V'chomish esre amah kloyim." The curtains were on one side, lekosev. V'ksiv lekosev hashen is the other side of the entrance was also closer with curtains with kloyim. Mizeh umizeh l'shar chotzer kloyim chamish esre amah. So if it's 15 plus 15 is 30, what's left in the middle opening? 20. Malan chomish b'roichav Esrim, the opening was 20 wide and 5 height, because that's all it was, 5 high. Afkan Chomesh B'Roichav Esrim. So Eibazoi, if it's Chomesh B'Roichav Esrim, so then Eibazoi, what's the raya that it's Yemayit when it's 10? We found a Pesach Shaar Chotzer. It says clearly that it's 20. Enter the Gemara, Pesach Shaar Chotzer Mikri. It says in the Torah, Pesach Shaar Chotzer. Pesach Stomalai Mikri. We're looking for Pesach, a Pesach being 20, being wide. And the furthest, the widest Pesach we found is 10 by the Hegel. The fact that it says Pesach Shaar Chotzer, that's not shver that it's more, because a Pesach Shaar is taka bigger. A Pesach Shaar is more. So Pesach Shaar is taka 20. But we're looking for a Pesach. The Moviat needs a Pesach. So that it's taka Yamayit if it's more than 10. Pesach Stomer is not more than 10. Pesach Shaar, that's a larger thing. That's a Shaar. So of course that's 20. So over there, it's Pesach Shaar Chotzer Ikri, Pesach Stomer Lo Ikri. That's one teretz. Why you can't learn from the Pesach, the Shaar Chotzer, which was 20 wide. V'bo Yisem Ikiksiv Kloim, this whole cheshbon that we made, 15 plus 15 is 30, and what's left in the middle is 20, and that's the cheshbon of the curtains. Kiksiv Kloim Chomesh Ra'amo Lekosev Begoy Vahu Dechsev. When we say it's 15, it means it's 15 in height. The Pesach Shaar Chotzer was 15 in height. Frank the Gemara, how can you say it's 15 in height? And then you lose your whole cheshbon of 20, because then it's not anymore 20 in between, because 15 plus 15 is 30 is only if it's in the width. So then we know 50 altogether is 20 in between. But if the whole height was 15, then you don't have the cheshbon. Frank the Gemara, how could you go connect the Fereshim Pasuk? V'oksiv v'koyma chomesh amo. It says in the Pasuk the height was 5. How can you say it's going on the height? The height is 15. And for the Gemara, when it says that it's 5, is ahu misfas mizbeach ulamaylo. When we say it's 5, it doesn't mean it's 5. It's really 15. But the mizbeach itself was 10 ames. So in order to have a tznius that people shouldn't see from the outside what's happening on the mizbeach, the avoider shouldn't see everything, all the karbonos. So mamela, the kloim had to be 15 altogether, which is 5 above the height of the mizbeach. So when it says Choymish Koyma, it means 5 above the Mizbeach, but really it's 15. Yitaka lose the cheshbon of 20 in width, because 15 doesn't mean 15 curtains. I'll leave it as it does, but in right now being Matka, there's no raya from here. 15 could mean height. If it's height, I would say 5 Koyma. 5 just means above the Mizbeach. So Gemara, who misfas Mizbeach ulamaylo? Frek the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gomar. Now we're asking the kasha that we were discussing before. Rabbi Yehuda taka learns from the Pesach the ulam, which is 40. Votnan va'arocha me'eser amos yemayit. It says in the Sefer the Mishnah when it comes to the width, if it's more than 10, you have to be memayitit, because that's the Pesach we found the widest one was by the ulam, which is by the heichal, I mean, which is 10. But v'loy polik Rabbi Yehuda, let Rabbi Yehuda argue. If Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach of the Ulam we said is 40 height and 20 wide, so why is he not arguing the Sefer? Just like he argues in the Reisha when it's taller than 20, you might be a machshe, you don't have to be a mayit, because he learns from the Ulam, which is 40. So why in the Sefer, when it's wider than 10, does it say a mayit? He shouldn't argue. He should argue over there. He should say, no, you don't have to be a mayit, because the width of the Ulam was 20. Zog to Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Pischel Ulam Gomar, Votan Aroch Meser Amis Yemayit, Voloi Polik Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaya, Zogt Abaya the following teretz. Polik Bebraise, Yitak argues. In the Braise, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Oit Zorich Lemayit, when it's wider than 10, because you have up to 20, because you learn from the Ulam. Just like height could be 40, the width could be 20. The Tanya, state fresh in the Braise. If it's wider than 10, you have to be mited. Rabbi Yehuda, I made it zorich lemait. You don't have to be mited. Frag the Gemara, v'liflik b'masisin, why is he not arguing the Mishnah like he does in the Reisha? So Gemara, polik b'goyv, avu adin l'roichvoy. He's arguing that we try to be say milim k'tzorim. We don't try to say as minimal words as possible. He argues in the height because he learns from where? From the Ulam versus the Eichel, which is 40 versus 20. So obviously, he argues in the width also, because the Ulam is taka 20 in width and not 10. So Meli, we know that he argues in the Mishnah. So Gemara v'lif masis in polik begoyv avu edin l'roichvoy. Frag the Gemara kasha v'akat Rabbi Yehuda mepischel ulam gomar. If Rabbi Yehuda is taking learning from the ulam and the ulam was 40 in height and 20 in width, v'atanya movishu gvoya michof ama yamayit v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem v'nun ama. Now if you learn from the ulam, It should be specifically 40. What is 40 or 50? He says he allows 40 or 50. So 40 or 50, Tosfos right away says that the vart is that Dibur Loshon K'loshon B'nei Adam. That's how people talk. They say 40, 50. But the point is, because Tosfos says, if 50 is muta, you need to tell me 40. Teretz is K'digamri Inshi. That's how people talk. 40, 50. But the point is he allows 50. If you're learning from the Ulam, then it should be 40 dafka, not anything more. How can he allow even 50 in height? If you learn from the Ulam, V'toni Bakapori, even more than that. Admeo, it could even be 100. So Gemara, so that's not shver according to Bakapori. Bishlam Bakapori Guzmo. Once he said a number 100, it just means an exaggeration. But La'olam, it doesn't mean that it could be 100. All he means to say is that it could be big. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda allows more than 20. More than 20, it could be 30. It could be 30, 30. Who can imagine 30 Amma entrance? That's tremendous, right? So Melo, it could be really up to 40. So once you say it can allow 30, and since that's not imaginable, such a tall one, so he says even 100. But what he means to say, more than 20. But la'olam, it's taka, if you want to be medayik, it's tafka 40. So that makes sense. Bakapar is saying, Guzma, more than 20, 25, 30, even 100. But really, it means up to 40. Elo l'gab Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says specifically 40, 50. 50 is not a guzma number. 50 is a specific number. So my guzma, zok t'gmoga, bishlem l'gab Yehuda, arboim goma mipischa shel ulam. Bishlem, now you take out the word Rabbi Yehuda, because the Bach takes it out, because we're saying now, bishlem arboim, if bishlem the number 40 of 50, it says 40, 50. So bishlem arboim goma mipischa shel ulam, that I understand. According to what we just said now, that it's 40, 50, so the 40 part I get, that's ulam. Elo nun menole, it's all part of the same kasha. Where in the world are you matin nun from? What's the makar? Back up our himself, it's takan arboim. It says meyam, meyam just means guzma, more than 20, more than 25, more than 30, 100, but really it means 40. But abutin it says 40, 50, so bishlam 40 is takan ulam. What's 50? So avdigamoga, omer avchizda, homas nisen atise lagav. The following brayso was Mate Rav. Rav was the beginning of the sugya. Omer Rav Yidom Rav. Chachomim learned it from Pischa Shel Heichol, which is 20 tall, and Rabbi Yehuda learns from Pischa Shel Ulam, which is 40 tall. That this Rav said the statement that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Heichol. This, you know what? Rav was misled by the following brayso. What's the brayso? Zog di Gemara as follows. The Tanya, it says in the brayso as follows. Meaning, our assumption is wrong. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn from the Eichel. Rav made a mistake. As Zuzak the Gemara, state in the Brayis as follows: Movi shigvoyer michof amo. If the Movi is 20 amos tall, yoise mipischa shel Eichel, more than the pesach of the Eichel, which was 20, yamayit. So husavar, Rav is of the opinion midi rabbonim mipischa shel Eichel gomar. Since rabbonim from the Eichel, so Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shel ulam gomar. He must learn from the ulam because Rabbi Yehuda's machshir. That means, what's the next closest Pesach that we find by the Heichel? The Ulam. So we assumed Rabbi Yehuda learned from the Ulam. But that's not true. Veloyi. Rabbi Yehuda mipischa de Melochim Gomar. Rabbi Yehuda learns from Pesach of palaces of Melochim, of kings. Palaces are tremendous. Palaces do not have a specific number, Dafka 40. Palaces don't have a number 50. Palaces are much higher. Those Saudi Arabian palaces that they build. The Arabs like to have their people suffer, but the kings themselves have palaces. The palaces, the Shorim are tremendous, hundreds of amas. So mipischa de melochim gomar. And over there, stam pischa melochim are gvoin harbe zogdrashi. So Rav Yehuda Merav was mistaken, thinking that Rav Yehuda ultimately must learn from the Heichel. Terence says, no, Rav Yehuda doesn't learn from the Heichel. Rav Yehuda learns from stam psochim. Pesach, Melochim is called Pesach. There's a pasuk in Esther where it says the word Pesach by Achashverosh, Pesach of the palace, the Shar of Achashverosh. So we see a lashon of Pesach grada over there also. Legavim Melochim. Zok di Gemara veRabbonon imi pischa shel Heichel gemira. Fact, Gemara kasha. Now back on the Rabbonon. Rabbonon learned from where? From the Heichel. By them, there's no question. It's 40 tall. I'm sorry, it's 20 tall and 10 wide. Imi pischa shel Heichel gemira, liboye dalsis keichel. It should require dalsis, because the Heichel had losses, right? Now, even though we had the Gemara Noman Aleph that says, b'shas akrovis akrobonis, the dalsis were psuchos, right? But you still should need a Pesach of a Delas. Maybe a Pesach is only called a Pesach on the movie with a Delas, with the door. Yes, it had to be open, but you need a door. What's a Milan door? Azayis Gaven. You're learning from the Heichel to have a door. By mezuzah, we find also that b'derais yechayv in the mezuzah when there's a door, even if it's open, but you need a door. So mail over here also maybe you need a door in the mavui. And to the Gemara, la'aloma tanan. But yet we learned for hedya you don't need a door because the Mishnah later on the Aleph says hechsham mavui. What's the hechsham of mavui? B'sham amim melechi b'kayra. B'sham says you need both. We'll see later on. B'sham says not lechi or kayra. You need lechi and kayra. U'beisilu amrim lechi or kayra. Either or. But none of them say you need a delas. So l'chara, if you're learning according to Rabbanon from Pisrei shel Heichel, the dalsas Heichel had dalsas. So maybe every movie needs a delas. Zog the Gemara, dalsas Heichel etznius ba'al mudavidim. The delas of the Heichel was only for tznius purposes. So since it was only for a specific purpose, so you can't learn from there that the movie's Pesach is only a shame Pesach with a delas. Frek the Malay Royim. Yes, it was Litznius. But Lemaisa, if this is the Makar, what's called the Pesach, so the Shem Pesach is only with the Delas. Yes, it was there for a function for called Tznius, which is not relevant by a Mavui. But at the end of the day, the Shem Pesach is maybe only when it has a Delas. So he says, from the fact that the Delas had to be open, so it can't be that the Delas is a requirement, what makes it into a Pesach. His kasha was, if it's Litznius, but Lemaisa, maybe that's a Shem Pesach. Teretz says, if it's open, like we said, it has to be Dafka, Shchit has to be when the Dalas are open, so that can't be that the Shem Pesach is still in the Dalas. Zog the Gemara Elamiato, a new Kasha, Loi Tahan Le Tzuas HaPesach. We had in the Mishnah that if you have a Tzuas HaPesach, that means a Lechi and a Lechi and a Kura, which is a regular doorpost, a door frame, so then it could be wider than 10 also, and it could be higher than 20 also, because you have a Tzuas HaPesach. In fact, the Gemara, Mechatesa should work wider. With the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach. It had a Delas, so for sure had a Tzuras HaPesach. It for sure had a door frame. So maybe it should not work. A door frame should not work when it's taller than 20. We're saying for Dovah Poshet, wider than 10. You don't have to be a Mamayit if it's a Tzuras HaPesach, as I said in the Mishnah. Mechatesa. Tzuras HaPesach was goofed by the Heichel, and the Heichel was specifically 10. So maybe Tzuras HaPesach would still be a requirement with the Tzuras HaPesach, it can't be wider than 10. El miyata leitahan le Tzuras HaPesach, do hechel Tzuras HaPesach haveloi, the hechel gufa had a Tzuras HaPesach, afilo achi eser amas u'deraviach, and it was only 10 wide. Aloma tanan, yet the Mishnah says, im yesh le Tzuras HaPesach, af bishirochem eser amas, even though it's wider than 10, and it's tzorech lemayit. So it's a bam kasha. If your whole makar is hechel, and hechel gufa had a Tzuras HaPesach, because it had a delas, it had to have a door frame, which is lechi v'lechi v'kar al gabeyan. So then, mecha teisim yesh a tzuras pesach ein tzoch lemayit. It's not part of shusam because of tzuras pesach. What do you mean? The heichel gufu, the whole makar of shem pesach had a tzuras pesach. So mecha teisim could be wider. So teis on that as the following explanation. Zok teis is the bir advarim in dibah maschil elam e'ata loy tahan le tzuras pesach. Zok teis is loy tahan le dalsis loy porich. There's no tzad that we're asking that delis should not work. The pshita hover is le dalsis ve'nin lo is tava kemechitza. We'll see later on in the sugyas, a delis is for sure a mechitza. So maybe you should say that a delis shouldn't work either. If it's wider than 10, a delis shouldn't work. Because Lamai said the delis that we had was 10. So maybe wider than 10, a delis shouldn't work. There's no tzad like that. Because a delis is a mechitza. If it's a mechitza, so then, see, there's really a machlokes shoyin. What does delas do? The Rashi in Avodas Kodesh learns delas is mafsik hilugabim. But over here is a mashmoris, and we see other shoyin say delas is a mechitza. If it's a teis behedyon davov, so if it's a mechitza, there's no tzad that delas shouldn't work by wider than 10. So that wasn't the kasha of the Gemara. Zok teis is weiter. Maybe you say a requirement of a mover, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Because Lamai said the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach lehave elam mishum noy ba'alma. The purpose of the Tzuras HaPesach was only for beauty. So if it was there for beauty, just like the Gemara said, if for tznius, it was the delas. So here we're saying it's for beauty. So memela, it's not negay that you can learn the deiris that mover, Pesach of a mover needs a delas. But what is the question? Aval haipo, shapir. The loy tahanele tzuras haPesach. Tzuras haPesach should not work when it's wider than 10. The yav a kori Pesach, if it's called a Pesach, even when it's larger than 10, ayde tzuras haPesach, hoy lasoysa, shovel ulam. Why is the Pesach of the Heichel narrower than the ulam? Let it be, it should have remained 20, like the ulam. Why is the Heichel narrower? Must be that the Shem Pesach is only when it's 10, even though it's a tzuras haPesach. So if then, frek the Gemara, loy tahanele tzuras haPesach by wider. This whole reasoning of Yudom Rav was Omer Aleph said that the reason of the Chachom is they learn from Pesach Leichel. Well, guess what Rav says? Rav Taka says that a Tzuras HaPesach will not help when it's wider. So the Gemara, Midi Utaima El Rav. In front of Rav, he said, "Ain't a tzach lemayit when you have a tzuras haPesach." And we know what Rav said, "Asne tzach lemayit." Rav said, "When you have a tzuras haPesach and it's wider than 10, you have to be mamayit. Tzuras haPesach is not going to make it that it's not required to be less than 10." Because the goofy, the aside of Tzuras HaPesach is learned from the Heichel, and Heichel was taka 10. So if Rav taka holds, not like that. So now if you reread the Mishnah, Rabbi Ramein Tzorich, he argues on the height. Harochem Esek Amis Yemayit. Over there, Rabbi doesn't argue. And Lamaisi, we're learning, is the Gemara is saying Rav was Mata. It was not pshat from the Ulam. It's Saka from Pischa Shamalochim. Vim Yeshat Tzuras HaPesach Apish Shurochem Esek Amis Enetzuk Lamayit. Rav says you have to be Lamayit because the whole Makar is the Heichel. And the Heichel are the Tzuras HaPesach. And the Taka can't be wider than 10. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Gemara, Amud Elamei Ato.